The Fake Show podcast is sponsored by the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen, North Fifth Brewing Company, Threads of Envy, The Tone Factory Recording Studios, Moonshot.com T-shirt designs, and by Mr. Antenna.
Kellogg's Pop-Tarts. Eat them in the morning, eat them in the evening. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts. Loads of flavors for big and little shavers. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts.
Lift off. Lift off.
I believe we have split the atom of breakfast.
In the early 1960s, the American morning was defined by milk and cereal. And the two undisputed giants of the cereal world were Kellogg's and Post.
Major news from the breakfast world. The Post Cereal Company has reportedly invented a shelf-stable fruit pastry breakfast product.
No.
Yeah.
Boy.
It's Post. They did it.
I'm about to finally crush that big red K that never stops glaring at me. How do you think Post did it?
There's always a surprise inside the box.
Now your host, Jim Tofte.
Scenes from the brand new Jerry Seinfeld film, Unfrosted, all about the world of Pop-Tarts. Actor-comedian Adrian Martinez is one of the biggest character actors around, whether it's in comedy or drama, or something that he created and produced. You may have seen him in Curb Your Enthusiasm, American Hustle, or Blacklist, to name a few. Now he stars alongside Jerry Seinfeld in an all-star cast in the new Unfrosted film on Netflix, as I've got the wonderfully talented Adrian Martinez on the line right now in Los Angeles.
Jim, how are you?
I'm great, Adrian. Thank you and welcome. Boy, you're one of the busiest actors around, so how did this part in Unfrosted come to you?
It's been a minute, you know, because we got interrupted by COVID, but this goes back 2 years now. And I got it was just another day. I was just sitting at home cursing my life choice. And I get an email from my agent, like, Unfrosted. What is this? Jerry Seinfeld directing? Tom Carvel, ice cream guy? What is going on here? And I dove right in, and I can't tell you how happy I am to be a part of this classic, instant classic.
Yeah, and obviously we've all seen the all-star cast. And, you know, I saw an interview with you, I don't know, it was a few days ago. Tell me if this is true or not. You said you never watched an episode of Seinfeld and you had never tried a Pop-Tart.
No, that is true, yeah.
Wow.
Listen, I go slow. What can I tell you? I'm doing my best to catch up.
Yeah.
I just feel the world's going too fast.
Right.
No, it's true. It just wasn't in my circle, Pop-Tart. It's just growing up, it just wasn't around. I grew up, you know, just like this little Latin kid in Harlem, and I you know, what did I have for breakfast? I had eggs. I had mangu is mashed green plantains with egg, the classic Dominican dish. Pop-Tarts just wasn't in my world. And then later on, Seinfeld, in the 90s, I was watching movies. I was watching The Shawshank Redemption, Pulp Fiction. You know, I have a problem with commitment, and episodics was just a little bit much for me.
Yeah, right.
But once I booked this job, I caught up. I watched the Keith Hernandez episode on Seinfeld, and I said, oh, this is funny.
Like you mentioned, you play Tom Carvel, who is, you know, a huge name in ice cream. And how does that tie into the Pop-Tart story?
Well, Tom Carvel, Chef Boyardee, Tony Schwimm, the bicycle maven, and Jack LaLanne are hired by Jerry Seinfeld's character, Bob Cabana, to come up and create a Pop-Tart. And they it's just none of this is true, by the way.
From
the wild imagination of Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And so there's this big press conference to announce that these are the great geniuses that are going to come up with this cake that'll change breakfast forever. It's just really the laugh riot at that point.
Jerry said that he had fun directing. This was his first time. How was it to be directed by him, Adrian?
It was very inspiring because Mr. Seinfeld knows exactly what he wants. He was very specific about the tone and the pace of the scenes, the energy he wanted in the scene. He knows exactly what he wants. And at the same time, it was a very safe set. I remember there was one time when a prop guy lost his mind and started yelling because he couldn't find the prop that he wanted. And Mr. Seinfeld came in. It's just a Pop-Tarts movie. Why are you yelling? Relax. It's just a Pop-Tarts movie. We're here to have fun. I don't want to hear anybody yelling. And that's it. We were all off and running. You set the tone, the best line, and became a big party at that point.
I have to say, I loved your film, I, Gilbert.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And I'm sure that it meant a lot to a lot of people. And I know that you went through a lot just to get that film made, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, I sold my property just to finance it. I couldn't get anybody to finance it. It just became an obsession, you know? Like, I just had to tell this story about connection in the world. I just feel very worried. I got an 18-year-old kid now. Who is he going to date when everyone's just staring at their phone and can't even talk? I just became really obsessed by it. And so this, I go with just this one sort of allegorical look at one man who's broken and can't communicate and can't connect with anyone except through his phone. And it's just one of those cautionary tales. It's a drama, but I invite people to see it. Thank you for bringing it.
Yeah. Yeah,
it
sure reverberates even more so today, maybe, and I suggest everyone check it out. And I have to say that I wanted to ask you about Renfield with Nicolas Cage, whose career seems to have gone through a renaissance. He's an unusual guy. People call him an eccentric, kind of a genius, all that stuff. What was that situation like for you?
Well, it was actually the second time I had worked with him. We did a movie together called Army of One that didn't go anywhere. Just one of those movies he did. But it was an offer. They flew me to Vancouver. You got to be working with Nicolas Cage. I'm like, sure, sign me up. And he didn't say a word to me off camera during that shoot. And then when we did Renfield, we're sitting in this trailer in New Orleans. And he's completely dressed as Dracula. Head to toe, makeup, everything. At one end. And at the other end, there's just me just sitting there. And there was this deafening silence. And I don't talk to the bigger stars unless they talk to me.
Uh-huh.
That's just my policy.
Yeah, yeah.
And so all of a sudden, in this quiet, I hear, Adrian, we find ourselves in interesting places. And it was just so weird and creepy. And I turned to him. And he's, again, dressed like Dracula. I'm, yes, we absolutely do. It's an honor to work with you, sir.
That is so great.
He didn't say another word, that's it.
That sounds about right. He has a home here in Las Vegas, and so we'll see him occasionally here out and about. And he's very nice to people who come up to him and ask him for a picture or whatever, you know.
He's a good guy, and I love Vegas. Just clarify one thing to me about Vegas. So if I've got a king and a queen at blackjack, do I ask for a hit or do I stay?
If you have a king and a queen...
Yeah, like if those are my two cards. Like,
oh, you might wanna stay.
All right, that explains a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Your next film, by the way, sounds really good. It's a dramatic role. It's a CIA thriller with Rami Malek, and it's called The Amateur. Yeah. Can you tell us anything about that? I know it doesn't come out till late fall or something like that.
Yeah, this is gonna be a good one, dude. I feel like these movies are really stacking the deck with talent.
Yeah.
To get people to see them. And you've got Rami Malek, Oscar winner, Rachel Brosnahan is his wife, Lawrence Fishburne. I play Rami's best friend at the CIA in this movie, and a very weird, suspicious case comes up that just really, really pisses off Rami, and he goes on this adventure to solve the case, and I'm worried about him. I'm worried about his health. I'm, you know, it's getting very strange, and so I'm there to be his buddy and best friend. James Hawes directs it. He did Slow Horses. Does a masterful job in this. It's kind of like a double. If you like 007 cool suspense movies, this is the one. I really had a good time in London doing this one.
You've done a bunch of episodic television as well, including Curb Your Enthusiasm, which recently ended. How was that working with the great Larry David?
Guy is so funny. He's got a heart of gold, but he is absolutely cranky 24/7.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he was at the after party, and I saw him, and I actually had a mint in my pocket. So if you know the episode,
yep.
I play a bartender that nobody wants to run into. And I say, hi, Larry, it's great to see you. Congratulations on your historic run. Curb Your says, yeah, thank you, Adrian. Here, have a mint. And I handed him a mint, and he started cracking up, and then I walked away.
Mic drop, yeah.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Well, it's the wonderful Adrian Martinez who stars in Seinfeld's Unfrosted. It's now playing on Netflix. And coming soon, The Amateur in theaters with Rami Malek. Adrian, this was a pleasure. Great talking to you. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, brother. And what happens in this interview stays in this interview.
Yeah, probably. And hold with the king, hold with the king and queen, Adrian. There he goes, the hysterical and brilliant Adrian Martinez. Can't wait to see him in future projects because he's always in something good. That finishes this episode of the Fake Show Podcast. I'm Jim Tofte. Thanks so much for checking us out. I'll see you next time.
Listen to The Fake Show anywhere on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, and thefakeshow.com.